Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Box.
Yeah, no, seriously.
But in addition to that, oh, happy Monday, y'all.
Yeah, but for real, this is brought to you by Nature
Box. You know, life is hectic. You don't have time to, like, go to the store and hand select shitty snacks. Oh, this one's bad for me, but it tastes good. Oh, this one will kill me.
This one will kill me really quick. Oh, here's one that'll make me fat and ugly. This one will be greasy.
Here's an alternate idea.
Pitch me an alt. What else you got, Blumenfeld?
NatureBox.com. They deliver to your door delicious and healthy snack options.
Wow.
That's right.
So would you say they're delicious and
nutritious? Yeah, I would say so.
Healthy, you said.
Yeah.
For the first time, you didn't rhyme.
No artificial colors, no flavors, no sweeteners, 0 grams of trans fats, no high fructose corn syrup. They're good for home, and they're good for the office.
They're good for the car. You can just keep them in your glove compartment.
And
if you ever need nuts when you're in traffic.
And don't worry about paying for shipping, because they will ship it to you for free. And I know what you're thinking. You want more. You want more, and I appreciate
that. I know what you're thinking, you greedy little bastard. That's not enough.
You want more, and you want it for free. And right now,
If it's not going to be Doritos, they should give me something else. Aside from just being good for me and tasty.
Here's the incentive.
I want something for free.
They're so confident that you'll like it, that they will send you a free trial box featuring 5 of their most popular snacks.
Well, that's not a bad deal at all.
I will say that again because it doesn't quite register. They will send you small amounts of snacks for free.
Right.
You get that, right?
You just go there and
you put in your info, and then they just ship it to you.
Right.
Is that good?
That's a weird little societal loophole.
You just do that always and forever. And you can do that if you go to naturebox.com/ifiwere. And not only that, but if you do end up purchasing these Nature Box snacky yum yums, please forward us that receipt and we will thank you next time we endorse Nature Box. Don't believe us, huh? Well, a lot of people do believe us. So thank you to the believers out there, Miguel O, Brad R, and TL.
You forgot Dingleberry.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dingleberry.
Did you skip over that one because you wanted me to say it?
Yeah, well, I was going to give it to you, sure. Who else do we have to thank?
Well, to Dingleberry again, Andrea P. and Thomas F.
To Jimmy T., Lakshana K., and Tori S.
To Cameron T., Chris M., Eric F., and let's not forget Dingleberry from earlier.
And Perrin E., Emmeline P., Zell K.,
Ryan M., Imani H., Emily B., Dingleberry, as always, thank you.
And James L., and Nico M.
And why did you write your name in as Dingleberry?
She said, my mom calls me Dingleberry, so please thank me as so. His real name was Kenny, I think.
Your mom calls you Dingleberry?
That's right.
That's funny.
And he's owning it. So if you guys want us to thank you personally next time we advertise NatureBox, please check them out. It's naturebox.com/ifiwereyou. Sriracha roasted cashews, cranberry medley, pistachios. They have sweet stuff. They have salty stuff. They have nuts. They have fruit. They have everything you want. Check them out. naturebox.com/ifiwereyou. One of our oldest sponsors. So supporting them is like supporting us.
One of our day ones.
Let's get started. This episode was fun. Our boy. I think he's our boy now.
I think we're boys.
Little Dicky got that Jewish flow.
Yeah.
He got that do it.
Little Dicky, a rapsmith in his own right, was on our program to give advice. Let's get started.
Jake and Amir, if I were you, show.com. Send in your emails if you got a problem. suits to help you deal. Turn down the volume on. It's time for their podcast. Try not to be an asshole, or they might put you on blast.
All right, we're back.
We're not back. We're here for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we're back since Monday.
Sir, Lil Dicky, right? Lil Dicky?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
It sounds like you're teasing.
Lil?
You know what?
Or just Dicky? What should I... I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I would say, like, when I rap, it really will depend on, like, the amount of syllables I need if I refer to myself as Lil or Little.
Okay, you know what I mean?
I would say Lil Dicky makes sense, but, like, LD...
Oh, LD is good. Is like, LD is cool. Larry David.
I like... Yeah, exactly.
Which is the best thing.
Does Lil Wayne do that too? He never calls himself Little Wayne, does he?
If the rhyme scheme like presents itself that way, I think he might have to.
Why not?
You think he thinks about that, the rhyme scheme?
I don't know. If he's not thinking about that, then he's not thinking about much. I feel like that's his like sole responsibility.
Which I would bet on not much. Yeah. I would err on the side of not much. So Lil Dicky, you're a professional rapper.
Yeah.
True or false?
True.
That's your profession.
That's your whole goal. You wish.
Yeah.
Do you wish that you were a funny rapper?
I guess it would be fun.
We all kind of like.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as fun as you think.
Yeah, because you actually have to do shit.
Yeah, it's just an anxiety.
It's fun to say that you're a professional
rapper.
Exactly.
It's great in the online dating
world. Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're like,
what do you do?
Tinder bio?
I'm a professional rapper. Yeah, it is.
And they're like, ha ha ha. No, seriously.
And they're like, do you have anything like to show me? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And I'll just send them like, Lemme Freak. And they'll be like, whoa.
Oh, so what's your most popular bit? Lemme Freak?
View count, it's ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
That was the first thing I put out, too.
So
do you remember we pregame to that song in Iceland?
Let me
You're
freak?
Goddamn right you pregame to that in Iceland.
We did.
That's awesome.
So for those of you guys listening who don't know, Lil Dicky is a white Jewish rapper.
Yeah.
But how would you describe
your
style?
Yeah, what are you, dude? You're just white and Jewish.
I'm two-thirds of you.
No, I don't know. I think...
Is it a comedy rapper, a regular rapper? Like, your songs are so fucking impressive, but they're also funny.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I think because I'm, like, now, like, going into... Like, I have, like, songs that aren't funny, too.
Oh, you're starting to foil into
I'm
that.
I'm starting to, like, take myself kind of seriously.
Holy shit, it's happening
already? No, but I'm not going to not... Like, I don't think there'll ever be a point where, like, I release a project where, like, at least half of it's not funny.
It's like the Eminem thing. It's like half of the songs are like, I'm going to hump a dead moose.
Right,
and then
some
of them are like, I'm going to fucking kill you, you stupid bitch.
Right.
There's no in between.
There's no, yeah, totally. Like, that's kind of how it is for me, too.
Oh, yeah, so you have
this. It's just different. I'm not... like humping mooses.
No, not yet.
Right. Because Eminem's funny raps aren't that funny.
No.
They're like, they're different. They're funny, but they're funny. They're like, I'd say Eminem is like a rapper who's also funny.
Right.
Whereas I kind of was just like a funny guy who also rapped.
Oh,
but now it's kind of turning, I don't know, it's like more of like a rapper who's funny too. I don't know.
Who's the second, if you're the funniest rapper, or let's say without including yourself, who's the funniest rapper? Because some rappers are pretty funny.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily
Donald
trying.
Glover's a straight-up comedian.
Yeah, but his raps are
like the anti-funny. Yeah, they're like, I'm in like the darkest place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who's pretty funny is Drake. We were talking about that
Drake's
song
funny.
Last week. He's got like a good sense of humor, it seems.
I think Lil Wayne can be pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, Lil Wayne
is he funny on purpose? He's like Shaq. He's so insane that it's funny.
See, I think Shaq deserves credit for being funny in my mind.
But I think he's Shaq's like dad funny. He's like making jokes. You're like, oh, my God, it's funny that Shaq is doing that. I don't think he's actually funny.
I don't know if I can agree.
You think Shaq is actually?
I think Shaq is like a comedically impressive human being.
Yeah. All right.
Funniest rapper, I don't know. Rick Ross to me is funny. Like,
Rick.
I think he like knows that he's being funny.
Yeah.
Who else? Like, there's some guy. Cameron's kind of funny. There's someone else that I like saw recently, and I was like, he's got to see it the way everyone else is seeing it. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, is he self-aware? Or is he
right.
just doing that?
I don't know. Let me think on it.
All right, cool. Let's just get started. You know what this is? This is an advice podcast. You've been on one podcast before.
Yeah.
But this is your first advice podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's called If I Were You, and people will email us, and they're like, oh, I need some advice, I need some help, and Jake and I will do our best to advise
them
out of it. Sometimes it's just us.
Advise them out of it, or just any, give them your honest advice.
Yeah, exactly.
As if we were them.
Couldn't be better. I feel like that's one of my biggest strengths.
And we don't always have a guest. We don't always have a guest, so this is a very special moment.
Okay, well, I'm happy to help out.
We had a rapper once.
Oh, yeah.
But not a comedian.
Do you know Hoodie Allen?
I don't know him personally, but I know who he is.
Yeah. So
how was that?
He was good. He was funny. Are you good at freestyling, or that's a totally different skill?
Totally different skill. I would assume I'm better than like the average human, you know, American male, but not. I don't take pride in it.
Right. Okay. Well, fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. You wanted him to say yes so you could tell him to freestyle.
Yeah. Because Jake's really good, so it's fun to have people battle each other back and forth.
Did you say I was really good?
Yeah, you're good.
I don't have
really?
To.
Yeah, you're better than me.
Thanks, man.
I don't have to be super good at something to participate in it. You know
That's
what I mean?
True.
Yeah, like I'm not a pussy. Like
I just thought it would. Yeah totally. Yeah.
You just can't say pussy, but everything else is.
We're going to bleep the first pussy and not Jake's. Yeah. I just, maybe, you know, when sometimes you like do songs for advice at the end of it, I thought it'd be funny to like try to do a freestyle.
Oh, yeah, freestyle. Sure.
Like we'll give our advice and then maybe like a freestyle version of it.
Okay.
We can try it. Try for the first one and see how it goes.
It could be horrible, but. That's America.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah.
That's America's slogan.
Yeah. It could be horrible, but that's
we'll
America.
We'll see.
Yeah, right. We'll find out.
Let's get to the first question. So, LD, these are real emails from real people, but we're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. We don't want them getting out, you know?
Yep.
So, as a guest, can you give us a fake female's name?
I was going to say Sandra Bullock.
That's a real one.
But it's definitely not from Sandra Bullock, so I think that preserves her anonymity enough.
I'm ashamed that that's what I came up with. Yeah.
You are good at freestyling. Yeah.
See what I mean?
30 minutes and then Sandra Bullock. All right, Sandra Bullock. You think Julia Roberts hates Sandra Bullock?
I don't even think that they're on each other's radar.
I've never heard of her. What a great comment.
It's funny. That's I don't even think about you at all.
Yeah.
All right. Hey guys, I've always been pretty straight-laced sex-wise, and though I've been with quite a few guys, I generally stick to the basics. Vaginal sex almost always in the missionary position. A guy I've been with for about 2 months said he wanted to broaden my sexual horizons and convinced me to do anal. He was very gentle at first, but then it started to get too rough for me and I squeaked out and pulled my body forward. As I did so, the worst happened, and I gave my boyfriend a light spray of shit on his dick, ranging from a droplet of brown water to what Amir would refer to as a tadpole-sized shart. My boyfriend quickly left my house after having a shower, and aside from a few texts, has not been in contact with me since that terrible night. I was thinking about getting him something to apologize, like a gift. Do you have any suggestions on what it could be? Or is there something else I can do to make up for this situation? Thanks, Sandra Bullock.
Can I start chiming in?
Just chime.
Yeah, just chime in.
I think, Sandra, your whole POV is like really out of whack on this whole thing. It sounds like you borderline got raped.
Wow.
And this is great, because we didn't coach him at all, and this is exactly what I'm thinking, too.
And for some reason, you're under the impression that you need to buy him a gift to apologize for being raped in like a not so glamorous fashion.
Yeah, like by the way, the advice she's seeking is what gift should I buy?
That's crazy.
We're gonna just infer from this and give you completely different advice.
Yeah, totally. And then as you guys are talking, I'm putting away my answer, which is just like a baseball hat or a basketball.
Yeah. There's like a micro USB hard drive. It's like a gig on a thumb drive.
Chromecast. Get him Chromecast.
Get him
$35.
Apple TV. Yeah. The worst gift. It's like the corporate gifts that companies give to their employees.
Yeah. She's going
to
get him a Fitbit for pooping on it.
Fitbit. A Starbucks gift card.
This is probably his plan all along. I'm going to fuck you so hard you'll owe me a Fitbit at the end.
So a lot of our questions are like this, where girls are just getting emotionally and borderline physically sexually abused by guys, and then the guys make them feel so bad that she's, I don't know, this is so sad. Like she feels the need to apologize. First of all, he wanted to do the anal. Right. He's the one that hurt her. She tried and like her body reacted in a way, and then he got so upset that he took a shower, left, and is ignoring her calls.
You can't go too hard. You've never had anal. Have you ever had anal sex?
No, I actually don't see the butt as a sexual thing.
That's you too.
The hole.
Interesting. I wonder if it's a Jewish dude thing.
Could be.
I'm Jewish.
Yeah, but you're like, you're not sexually Jewish.
Excuse me?
You have the sexual proclivities of a non-Jew.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if he starts pounding too hard on your ass the first time you're having anal sex, that's dangerous. Like, of course.
I don't think it was the worst. Like, I've heard a story that's, like, slightly worse than that, where have you heard of, like, the pink sock?
Yeah, where you, like, the prolapse rectum.
The asshole goes inside out.
Right.
That would be, like, worse, because then
Of course that would be worse.
Right. Thank God she had a prolapsed anus and he was mad at her for it.
Yeah. It'd be funny if that's your advice always. You're like, it could be worse. You could have a prolapsed rectum. Yeah. Anyway, what else?
I'm having a relationship issue with my dad. Could be worse.
Yeah.
Your anus could be inside out.
That's part of it, actually.
So our bit of advice, don't give him a gift.
Yeah, you should never speak to this guy again.
You break up with him.
Yeah. Move forward and be stronger as a human.
Yeah, exactly. Not only ask for his forgiveness, he should be asking for your forgiveness. And not only that, I don't think you should give him your forgiveness.
No.
I think this is you think this is grounds for termination?
I think this is grounds for determination. I determine this is grounds for termination. See, I would be good at freestyle.
There's a real, why don't we start with that?
Okay, shit.
What also beatboxing?
We're
yay
doing
or nay?
This right now or freestyling?
I think so. I think the advice is over.
Okay, I'm gonna be okay. Go for it.
I love it.
I've never done this. Really.
Do you know how to give a beat?
Yeah, I can give a beat for him.
Okay, yeah. So we'll start with Jake.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. Six. Stand up. Okay. All right.
Yo, now sit down,
Sandra
six.
B, you and me, you don't put it in your beast. Just lean forward. Lean out of the relationship. This guy, this shitty dick guy, has a shitty dick in his eye. That's what he deserves. Do you know that you've been served with divorce papers? This is termination, ground for determination. This is a situation. I don't know. I'm done.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
well done.
Quick.
That was cool. He was kind of like rifled through everything that just happened.
Yeah. I didn't have an opinion. I just recapped.
Yeah,
that
was cool.
A rap cap.
So who, you or LD?
I think that's it.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm the rapper now.
Yeah.
Can I have your YouTube followers?
Yeah,
sir. No, should we try or should we do alternate question?
I feel like it's more of a competition if you guys do like. Yeah, it's your turn now.
Okay.
Right?
All right. So you give. So who, you want to give me a beat?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go around. Yeah. So then I'll give you a beat. This is something that we should have figured out before.
We should have talked about. We can edit this part out.
The rules. All right. Actually, get me a pen and paper. Yeah. This should be like a double elimination bracket.
Was it?
All right.
I'm embarrassed with my beat.
Oh my god. Holy right. Shit.
No, wait. Oh no. Alright. Here it is. I really can't do this. Give yourself a beat.
I'll give you a beat.
Okay. Bullock, Sandra, this is your mantra. Don't give a guy what he doesn't need. Don't give him what he wants and what he can't appreciate. He's got to... Okay, wait, start over.
You gave yourself the word appreciate.
That was dope.
Oh, that was good?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were rapping.
That was, yeah.
Like, you had, like, a whole flow. And, like, a swag to you.
Really? Because I thought it was bad. No. But, Jesus.
You sound like a gay father telling a bedtime story.
Yeah.
That did. Isn't that what rap is? That's how rap started.
That's evolving into that at least.
Hip hop.
A hip hop.
The bunny went into his hole.
I don't even want to try again. I'll give you one. Ready?
Yeah. Wait, Sandra with the asshole. Okay.
Okay. That's all you need.
Yeah. Tell me why, girl. Why you gotta cry about this guy? He was so demeaning. I don't really understand the meaning of your sadness. It's madness. You shouldn't give him a second chance. He doesn't deserve it. Cool. I'm out. I gotta go swim in the pool. Yeah, see, I'm not like I'm so average.
No, that was good.
Like, so average. Though.
You cried a little
bit. Like, I'm just, like, I should be so much better. It's because I like, yeah.
Well, it was more of a performance. You really got into it.
Yeah.
You matched his
beat. I emotionally went somewhere else.
Yeah. So it's hard. It's like telling it's like dragging a movie writer on stage and be like, all right, go and do 5 minutes of jokes.
Right.
And he's like, yeah. What? Yeah. That's totally.
I was slightly better than someone else who didn't do it professionally.
But I need to write and figure shit out.
Right. Yeah.
Still, you are. Yeah, that is correct. Slightly better than average.
Yeah.
all right. Let's get to the next question. I was so focused on giving a beat that I couldn't hear you and talk at the same time.
I said nothing of consequence anyway.
I can't do it.
Well, you don't have any rhythm.
Yeah, that's my problem. No rhythm.
Yeah.
Teach me.
Bad dancer?
I'm a group dancer, actually.
Huh. What if he's hearing it? Yeah, he can move to it.
Right, but I can't.
You guys like, really know each other, huh?
We do.
Too well.
A little bit too much. All right. We got a guy's name. LD, you got a guy's name for us?
Alexander Bullock.
You're not who I asked.
Let's go with Sid Booker.
Oh, I like that. Sid, you're just giving us names that we can rap to later. Well,
I wish.
Sid Booker writes, yeah. Sup, bros. I got this problem as of now and listen to the podcast multiple times a day, so I figured out you guys could help. Me and my GF just moved out of our townhouse we had together due to space issues. Living alone is expensive, so I was forced to move in with roommates. I found an awesome place and a great location for the perfect price. The problem is it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and I shared a bathroom with a girl. Except she's 17 and I'm 24, which isn't a problem. The problem is that my GF is having a fucking heart attack and already is accusing me and saying I'm going to take showers with her and cheat on her with a 17-year-old, which is fucking retarded. What do I do? Help. Love, Sid Booker. These are the problems of America's youth.
Yeah. You want me to weigh in first?
I don't know. Does anything pop out to you when I read that question?
How does a 17-year-old have her own apartment? Pretty young.
The girl must be hot.
Yeah.
She must be hot.
She's living solo.
That's got to be the girl must be, like, super hot. And honestly, it's like, I'm, like, attracted to, like, young. Like, the younger you look, the more attracted I am to you.
You can't get young enough.
I think, like, honestly, if, like, a girl, like, to me at her hottest is, like, an 18-year-old who looks like a really hot 16-year-old. So, oh, my God.
What about a 9-year-old that looks like a really hot 6-year-old?
Wait, you're on Tinder, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's your age range? You go down to 18.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I always will. I always will. Although, to be honest, I think I was just at, like, a frat party at college, and, like, I felt the age difference.
Yeah. This is about, because how old are you?
26.
Yeah, that's when it starts. Yeah. How do you think we go to college shows sometime and we go out and party afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still feel like I'm in college, and then I see college kids and I'm like, oh, I thought you guys were in 7th grade.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are really young.
Yeah, it's weird. I love the actual partying, like the college form of it is the most fun form of partying for me. Like, I wish I could get like my 26-year-old like friends together and party that way all the times, but you can't.
It's right. True.
I'm going to derail it.
No, this is exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Why are college parties so much better than every other party?
Oh, I think every kid that's at that party goes into that night with like the sole mission of like, how can this night be the best night of my life?
Holy shit.
And like when you're out anywhere else, there's just like people are in such different places. They're like, okay, I'm going to have one drink and go home. I drove here, so I'm like, I'm going to just take it easy tonight.
Right.
In college, doesn't matter what year you are, like you're thinking like, I don't have, this is like a very temporary time in my life. Like I have X amount of these left. Like this needs to be the most fun version of it tonight.
See, that's like a forward thinking way. Like when you're 26, that's how you should tell college kids to think. But I don't know if college kids actually think that this time is temporary. They just are. They're just by default living in this utopia.
It's going hard all the time.
It's like where their parents are.
Everybody's just on the, even if you know, like whatever the mentality behind it is, like everybody is on the same page.
Same page.
They're just like
sexually
getting wasted and wanting to fuck.
Yeah.
And that's
how can I get like so drunk to the point where like I'm okay to have sex tonight? Yeah. Like that's like kind of like what everybody's like mindset is.
It's kind of like why some people prefer college sports to professional.
Right.
It's like, I don't know, they're just kids having fun and it's so exciting and the crowd is so into it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the, where did you go to school?
University of Richmond.
Was it, and when you were in college, was it like that or like
no? Yeah. I mean, totally. Like going back there now as like a rapper is so different than being there as like a guy nobody really cares about.
Did you go back and perform at your old school?
Not yet.
That'd be really
fun. It would be fun. There's no one there that was there when I went at this point.
Right? No. Yeah, it's totally different
people. Right, so like, I don't know. But
You do shows at colleges.
Yeah.
And they come out and they know who you are.
Yeah, like that's my like demo. That's like my sweet spot. And like honestly, like I love it. Like it's just weirder. Like I wish I didn't find it. I don't know how these guys, like, you know, these rappers are fucking 18-year-old girls like their whole lives.
Right.
And I hope that I can evolve emotionally to the point where I can become that guy.
But right now it's hard.
Right now it's difficult. It's tough.
When you go out to these shows, is it just you afterwards or you got a buddy?
I have like a small crew. And the crew is like kind of like, it's like...
Like, isn't that crew supposed to help you? Like, you're not supposed to go out into the crowd.
Yeah, how okay is the crew with fucking 18-year-olds?
They're pretty liberal about it. The problem is that the crew doesn't like consist for the most part of like my like Jewish high school friends. It consists of like this super urban dude from South Central LA who's like my hype man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's got like dreads, you know what I mean? We just like see the floor differently, if that makes sense.
Do you have any problems hooking up with fans?
Well, problems emotionally, or like, I honestly get very little pussy out of this. So problems, like in terms of pulling it off, sure, yeah.
But like, you can.
If I've never had like a smoking hot girl come up to me after a show and be like, "I'm such a big fan of yours, and I'm also like single and like this hot."
Right.
Like, I don't know what. Like, I think my preference is for her not to be a fan. But I don't. I'm in no position to turn down like an 8 or above at this point.
I love how candid you are about all this.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah, how does that not? If you're a rapper, you go to this school, you perform, you fucking destroy. Probably, I mean, your lyrics are very impressive.
Thank you, yeah.
And then these crowd is going wild. Then you go out afterwards and you meet. You're not going to meet one attractive girl who saw that.
There's so many. There's, if you're really that interested, there's like a lot of factors that go into it. It's harder than you think. A, if you want me to like really break it down.
Yeah,
a, like
please.
Imagine you just rapped, right? And you're like, you're soaking with sweat.
Yeah.
It's also like, let's say 11:45.
Right.
And you're drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
And you're at a point now where it's like, what do you do next?
Yeah.
To me, there's not even an option that exists where I go out that sweaty. I can't do it.
You can't.
I have no self-confidence. Like, if I'm going to like go out and speak to these kids, like I need to like think I'm like relatively cool. Yeah. The shower needs to happen. If it's not at the venue, which it most of the time is not, I need to go figure out a place to shower. Oftentimes it's like I'll like end up like showering at like these frat houses or something. You know what I mean? Which is fine. Whatever. I'm at the point where I'm out. If it's a bar situation, like I'm always there so late, and like the lights come on at like 1:30 everywhere but New York and Vegas.
Right.
So timing's an issue.
Yeah, timing's a massive issue. I go on stage at like 10.
Right.
And like I'm not even drunk. Like I don't even drink before a show, so I got like a lot of catching up to do if I'm trying to get like mentally numb. You know what I mean? So then I go, and then like I don't know. Like I'm not able to have sex with a girl that I don't mentally respect.
Oh, interesting.
Like if I like can't like if she doesn't.
As you're talking, I'm finding every single problem.
I don't know in 10 seconds if this girl is like on the level mentally that she needs to be to have sex with me.
Wow, and that's why.
And it's not even that like high of a level.
I was talking about 8s earlier. Intellectually, she's just got to be a 2.
Yeah. No, she's got to just be like 10. I don't know. She's got to be able to like impress me in like the smallest of ways. Like I need to. If I don't respect a girl that I'm having sex with, it feels like it's like I'm taking advantage of something.
Oh, see,
and then I just get really weird.
But that's nice. That's mature.
Yeah, you could say I'm overly mature, but I'm also like overly like soft about it. You know what I mean? Like I'm a pussy about it. But you could say
good.
That's more mature.
Yeah. I'm impressed by that.
Right, yeah. But I don't think it's because, maybe it is because I feel bad. I don't know. It's a selfish maturity.
Right.
It's not because I necessarily care about these poor girls. It's because I care about how I feel about these poor girls.
Right. But fortunately, because you care about how you feel, it like it's a win-win.
It's a win-win, yeah.
Because it's good for them.
And a lose-lose at the same time.
Yes, of course.
Because I'm not having any sex, yeah. I don't know. It's more complex than you think. I'm not able to be like, yo, like you, like, let's go.
But this is interesting because, like, I mean, I bet a lot of people watch your videos, see you're in concert, you're like, oh, that guy can just going to go into the crowd, grab somebody by their wrist, drag him back, and have
That's
sex.
That's everyone's perception. And my shows are literally, like 88% guys, 12% girls. And, like, of that 12%, it's like 6% were dragged by their boyfriends. So I'm working with, like, a 6% that's usually, like a weird 6%. It's not like my wife. It's just, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, that's a factor to begin with. Oh, I had something else to say. What did you just say?
Dragging girl back or the public perception.
Yeah, the public perception. And then I think the perception also is like these girls are like, oh, it'd be cool to hook up with a rapper. And then like when I actually be like, I take it to a place like, okay, like what's your number? Like let's text later. Like there have been times where like I've been talking to a girl, think it's going great. She's in college. I'm a rapper to her, and she simply won't respond to my text later that night.
Right, because like the
and I'm texting
that's all
her.
She, that's
and
all
I don't,
she
I don't
wants.
Just I don't just
that's like a huge win for her. She's like, I have his number. He texted me. There we go.
I don't know. Maybe that is. I think it's her being like, oh, this is like reality. Like this isn't like this is real. Like how many guys is this girl? How many girls is this guy? Fuck. Like
right.
Am I really gonna have a 1-8 stand with this random guy? Like I feel uncomfortable.
Reality sets in.
Yeah.
That's when you have to be John Mayer.
I know. And I go after all the girls. I don't go after, like, the sluts. Like, the sluts that, like, present themselves, like, I'm really disinterested in. I talk when I'm at the party, I'll ask the guys. I'll say, like, now listen, I don't know who goes to the school. I don't know whose rep is what, but this is what I'm interested in. I'm interested in, like, the girl that every guy here is like, that girl is amazing, and I want to marry that girl.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's the girl. And they're all like, well, she's never going to have sex with you. And I'm like, let me worry about that. Yeah, I want to, like, meet my wife.
I see.
At every moment.
Right.
I'm ready to meet her.
I got you.
Have you ever had a girlfriend while you were a rapper at the same time?
Yes.
Not a good...
Not a great combo. No,
not a
we
great
broke up. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I worked in San Francisco. Like, I moved to San Francisco after school, and I had a girlfriend, like a very serious girlfriend, and like she didn't necessarily sign up to date a rapper.
Yeah.
And like it just turned into like we couldn't really do anything without like backing out of how it affected rap. Like it was like, oh, you want to go to Napa for a weekend? Let me just like think if I have to like shoot a music video.
Right.
And like she didn't want to be put second behind anything. How could I put anything first before this
right. would you
blossoming
say,
rap career?
Would you say you prefer Rappa to Napa?
Yeah.
That was really
yeah.
That was really okay.
Napa is like pretty dope though.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I ask because like there's inherent jealousy, which brings us back to this question.
Look at that. This guy hosts a podcast, yeah. Right?
Am I right, ladies?
That's why he holds the Zoom.
And you just know what a Zoom is.
Yeah. All right, only because so I read was it a 17-year-old. Right, like, okay, I think you have. To me, it just sounds like it's a very immature relationship. If like you can't be like no. Trust me, I'm not going to have sex with this 17-year-old girl just because we share a shower.
Right.
That to me is like, this is almost a non-issue.
It's funny that, I bet it...
I don't mean to be condescending.
We are all imagining.
Exactly. I mean, the people are insane when it comes to jealousy.
Right.
You're like, the leap that she's making is like, you're both doors open into this shower. I'm just imagining a Jack and Jill bathroom.
That's, yeah, that's smart.
So like, you guys walk in at the same time, you're definitely going to fuck.
Even if it's a mistake. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I didn't see you.
Think
here.
About your own life, dude. Like, is that ever how it actually works? Right. No. Like, you're not, like, this isn't, like, how it works.
Right.
Also, I feel like jealous people should always think, like, you know what? I bet her boyfriend would fuck the 17-year-old. But, like, would the 17-year-old want to fuck her boyfriend?
It's because people don't.
Well, she loves him, so in her mind.
Yeah, everybody wants to fuck her boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
But in everybody else's mind, her boyfriend's just, like, some with a 24, girlfriend.
Yeah.
To me, it sounds like you just got to break down why you have no reason to be jealous. And if the girl can't really understand that, I don't think she's worthy of your time.
Unless you can't value that.
Right.
You can't like earn trust. You just have to be like, I'm not going to have sex with her.
It's like negotiating.
You accept that?
It's negotiating with terrorists. So if you're like, you're right, I shouldn't live there. And then she's like, okay, great, live somewhere else. And then you find another apartment. And turns out your landlord is a woman, even though she's 56 and has a family of her own. Yeah. Your girlfriend is like, well, you're gonna just fuck her every time she needs your rent.
It's my favorite thing to say to a girl is I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Really?
I say it all the time. Like if they say something in the sense that it has to happen that way.
Yeah.
I'm always down to have a conversation about how things need to happen, but like if you talk to me as if a terrorist would talk to me,
right.
I'm out.
I think in any relationship you just present your feelings because that's like those are facts and you can never like project them. Like you cannot live with this girl because you'll fuck her. You don't say that. You say, I fear you living with this girl because I'm afraid something will happen and you'll cheat on me. And then you say, I understand that you feel that way. I will not do that. And do you accept these terms? And she says, no. And then, I mean, it's just like any offer. You just have to be like, okay.
Some people are like uncomfortable about putting their actual feelings out there about anything. Like it's crazy how often people get weirded out just by having like a debate.
Right.
Like there are just realities that exist. I'm just trying to express what I view the realities are. Would love to hear what you think the realities are. And then in the middle is like kind of like where like our mutual reality exists. And like people like can't get to that place.
The Venn diagram.
Well, because people are so like they mask insecurity and fear and like sadness and loneliness as anger. So she's coming into the situation like you can't live with this girl. You're gonna fuck her. But what she's like really feeling in her heart is, I'm scared and lonely and nervous that you're going to hurt me.
Yeah.
So, like, if somebody said their argument like that, like, I'm afraid you're going to hurt me, would you say, you're crazy? You would say, I won't hurt you. I like you. And then it's all positive and nice.
Yeah. That's a good bit of advice for anyone feeling that what the girlfriend is feeling, which is this jealousy.
Right. Just, be open with your
take one insecurity. Step back. Zoom out one and look at the root of the issue and then say,
why am I angry? Why am I acting like an asshole? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's because I think I'm a piece of shit.
Right.
Why do you think this girl is afraid that her boyfriend will fuck a 17-year-old?
She must be hot. I said that earlier. She must be like the super hot 17-year-old.
If the super hot 17-year-old, I think it's just like it comes back to this girl having low self-esteem. So she needs to tell her boyfriend, like, will you build up my self-esteem? Tell me that I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
And you might have to just, like, maybe as the boyfriend, you have to be like, this girl's ugly. Just start fake hating her. She's like, oh, that 17-year-old's so fucking annoying.
Annoying is better because she might be, like, objectively pretty. You know? And, like, saying she's ugly will only worsen the situation. She's like,
all right. Ugly. Jake, a beat.
Oh, wow, we're doing this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got one good rhyme and then I'm going to go off. Ready?
Yep.
Hey, boy, try fake hating. Don't try vacating. Don't leave the house. Don't leave the house with a mouse. You got a mouse in the house. Don't raise that blouse. You got to...
Wow. Sorry, you just, you said vacating and you were so clearly proud of yourself. Yeah. And you looked at Dickie, yeah.
And he's like,
just,
I don't
and he just like didn't give you much.
Yeah.
It's like, it was vacating.
Thoughts? No, I'm not interested.
Vacating and vacating.
Yeah.
That was pretty
That's good.
Explain to me like the meaning, like vacating. Like
don't vacate the house. Try right. fake hating this mouse.
Okay. I get it.
Getting it I'm, is I'm the there. Best reaction I can possibly have asked
I get
for.
It, yeah. I'm with you. I'm caught up.
All right, let me give you a beat now.
All right.
You're thinking about it.
Every beat's like the same thing. It's so funny. Man. Hey. Sid Booker, don't make the mistake. She's only 17. That would be rape. Statutorily, I'm saying, is all. Your girlfriend is too involved with your day-to-day activities. You need to talk to her and get her on the same page. Make sure that you kind of see life the same way. Cool. Have a nice day.
That was good. Yeah. You're so meek when you freestyle.
Yeah, I get turned.
It's kind of funny because it's like that's the opposite of what freestyling is.
I know. I turn like
you're afraid.
I turn into like a turtle without a shell.
you are green and slimy down your spine.
Yes.
All right. Now you give Jake a beat.
All right. Let me just chew this ice for a minute.
Oh, nice.
Actually, that's kind of like a beat.
Yeah. Crunch. No. Crunch.
Sorry, Tom.
Okay. Fuck her in the shower. Fuck her in the shower.
Oh my God.
You can fuck that 17-year-old for an hour. She's got that tight pussy. She's got those perfect lips. Not talking about the pussy. I was talking about her tits. Yo, she's 17. You're 24. This is a match made in heaven. Close the bathroom door.
You're like, yeah, that's good. Because like your girlfriend's already suspecting it. You might as well do something.
Yeah, might as well bang her.
Sorry, I went into a bad place. I don't actually think you should fuck the 17-year-old. Rapping, freestyling, Jake, is different than real life.
Yeah, learning. Yeah. That was like, you go into a special
How do you
place.
Guys feel about sex in the shower in general? Because I'm like very anti.
It's the absolute worst.
Yeah.
It's harder than it seems.
Right? I to me, it's like, I don't ever like putting myself in a position where my lack of a large penis, like in any way, like it like impacts the sex, and then we have to like rethink about things because I don't have a big enough dick to like do what we like thought we could.
Right.
Like I never wanted to come to that. Like, oh well, I guess your dick's not big enough to like pull this off. Like,
to, wait, I don't
tend to like avoid that like ever potentially happening.
So like lifting a girl up around your waist. For
yeah,
example.
I mean, it really honestly, it's a combination of my, of a girl like to do things that like even like normal like cool things
like doggy style. My
even
dick
like
is
doggy,
too
totally like
that's not true.
It's not too small to do doggy style, but I swear to God, the girl needs to be like more flexible than like an inflexible girl. Like I need wow. extreme flexibility. I can do like what a guy with a 6-inch dick might be able to do. You know, but if a girl's like kind of like moderately flexible,
so is little dicky not a pun? It's just like an adjective.
It does a lot, but no, it's certainly based off of like I have a 5-inch boner. But the girth is totally the girth is
oh,
great.
Oh, dude, that's all you
so,
need.
So like
that
missionary wise, like I'm in business.
You're only like 10% less than average.
Yeah, and like exactly, and like you know, average is like what 5.5 inches
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
So it's like we're talking about a 0.5-inch difference.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I'm very inflexible, bluff. And like there have been times where like I like for example from the side.
Uh-huh.
You know, sex from the side.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When I go on the side, like my boner, like for whatever the way
it doesn't
my balls,
pass your
my,
thigh.
My like dick, like is connected to my balls in such a way that when I lean on the side, like
you have
my
a
balls
webbed dick. You have a webbed scrotum.
Yeah, it's like all like made up of like one thing. It's hard to explain, but like my balls like will like almost borderline slide up my shaft to some extent.
Wow.
And I'm just like left with like 2 inches of boner.
Yeah, you're like an evil
God,
Knievel.
I've
suit.
Never wanted to see a guest
yeah, exactly.
penis so bad.
So you're like a squirrel
you don't
suit.
See my dick.
Where the flap starts at your wrist if your hands are extended out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's not a. I never thought of it that way.
And now I can't stop thinking about it that way. We're going to take a break and thank some more sponsors, but then we'll come back with more LD.
Sweet.
Sex in the shower. Are we going to keep on talking about that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Great.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that. Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh, love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
need. Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. All right, we're back. What were we talking about?
Sex in the shower. Have you ever had sex in the shower?
Not in a while. It was a college thing, like a exciting younger person thing.
Right.
I'm not into it anymore.
I think there was like a time when having sex in strange places was like really awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, like sex in general was awesome. Now the best place to have sex is a bed or a couch because that's when it feels the best.
Right.
That's when my dick can be in you the most.
Yeah. It's kind of like how we used to do drugs. Or I shouldn't say we because I didn't. But kids used to do drugs even if they didn't like it. And then like you talk to like some later 20-year-olds and they're like, oh, I don't like smoking weed. It's not fun. And then it's like, oh, when did it stop being fun? It's like, I guess I never liked it. I just always did it because it was cool and that's what 20-year-olds do. So like that's the equivalent of having sex in weird places. Like, yeah, I mean, it wasn't fun, but it was cool. And now that you're an adult, you're like, oh, I don't need to do that anymore to have fun.
Yeah, I guess so. God, that was boring. You just said doing drugs and having sex is not good. Only young people do.
Well, do you get high as much as you used to?
I don't get – I mean, I still get drunk and I eat Molly and do cocaine.
So that's new and exciting.
Yeah.
But you definitely get high less than you used to because it's like, oh, I just realized I don't like doing it. I was just doing it because it's cool.
Yeah, well, I guess I didn't like the way that getting high made me feel, but I still like the way other drugs make me feel.
You just replaced it with other drugs.
Yeah.
And you were replacing shower sex with other types of sex.
Right. I guess rather, I feel like rather than shower sex, like different people having sex excites me more. So before quantity. It was like exciting when I was young to have like a fuck buddy and we would do it a lots of places. And now the most exciting thing would be to have sex with lots and lots of different people in my bed.
Yeah, at the same time, ideally. A rotating cast.
That'd be dope.
What's your origin? How do you become how do you go from nothing to rapper?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me about like my like ethnic origin.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to provide much insight beyond being Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's like Russias involved.
Of course.
Russia, Prussia.
My origin is like so uneventful. It's like I won class clown in high school.
Uh huh.
And like I've always like everybody that I met and that I was close with, they're always like, you're like really funny.
Sure.
And so.
But rap is still not in it.
Yeah. So my whole goal, I thought like my whole life, it was like I was going to graduate college and make some sort of big move to like become like Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen.
Oh, you wanted to be an actor.
Yeah. More like, yeah, for sure. Like I want to be like the front facing thing, but I also want to write it. Like I guess it's more like Larry David.
Okay.
No interest in being a rapper. It was like, logically, let's think about how like you're going to pull this off.
Okay.
In terms of like comedy, like the barriers to entry there are like super strong, like high barriers to entry.
Sure, because there's a lot of people doing it.
But then also like the way in which talent is found, maybe I guess, I don't know, like I guess I envisioned like, oh, I could go to do 5-minute stand-ups and like hope that somebody cool stumbles in and sees it. Or I can write a screenplay, which I did do in college and have nobody to hand it to, which is what happened.
Yeah, it's just that, like you think you like will write the best screenplay. Yeah. Who do you give it to?
Who do I give it to? And it's probably like isn't even good. I was like, or I could take this one skill I have that's rapping that I always kind of had this as like a skill, and like I saw like Lonely Island.
Oh yeah,
I see these guys be so famous for being so average at rapping and so average at being that funny in these raps in my mind, like truthfully, that I was like, this is so doable. Like I know for a fact I can be Lonely Island in my sleep.
Oh wow!
So like I'm pretty like and I've never met him and I'm sure he's a great guy, but like deep down I'm like very I root against Andy Samberg.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, but like I'm sure he's the man. Like I think I root against him because I'm just so jealous of his success.
Yeah,
it's like kind of looks like me. Yeah. But I saw that and I was like, there's no reason you can't do this. There's no reason you can't do this cheaply and yourself right now.
Uh-huh.
So I spent all my bar mitzvah money.
Love it.
On these music videos. And
well, what about, how do you make the beats?
My first mixtape, which is like the only project that I have out, was me simply going online and just downloading like Drake's beats. Like it's like other people's
beats. Like borderline illegal.
Oh, it's illegal.
Not borderline. Yeah. There's nothing borderline
about
it.
I'm waiting for a cease and desist.
But it's completely common in the rap industry.
You see, it's
like rappers just, it's like, yeah, and I didn't sell it. I didn't sell anything.
Right. You're just putting it online.
Yeah. But being the shrewd businessman that I am, I certainly flipped a Kickstarter off of that and raised some money. And
so now what? Now you're like, uh-oh, these videos have 4 or 5 million views.
But also, did you grow up rapping?
Totally.
So you knew
I didn't think that back when I started, like, that I was like one of the best rappers alive. And I like started doing it. I got better and better, and I fell in love with like the sport of rapping. And I now feel like I'm one of the best rappers alive, like from like a technical perspective.
Right.
And I have
that's dope. That's definitely, you sound like a rapper. Because every rapper has to believe that they're the best.
Every good rapper believes that, yeah. There's not a good rapper who doesn't think he's the best rapper alive. There's some rappers who like kind of like have their own shtick.
Right.
And it's like they're awesome at their shtick, but like they're not like, I always compare it to basketball, but there are like 10 rappers out there who think they're Jordan.
Yeah.
And like 5 of them are even worth talking about.
So to all the people listening out there, like who the fuck is this guy? Why does he think he's the best? Do you have an example?
Not like why I'm the best?
Or like just like, oh, go here and YouTube this.
Yeah, I would look up my song. It's called Russell Westbrook on a Farm.
Yeah. I've not heard that one, but I love the premise.
It's about what I just talked about, how like I had no, to me, I stumbled, like if I didn't make this leap and like decide to choose rap as this thing, I wouldn't have had any idea how good of a rapper I was. Like, it could have easily gone unnoticed.
Wow, just latent in you.
So exactly, this the whole ability. Song is about what if Russell Westbrook grew up on a farm and didn't know like that he was awesome at basketball and he was like on a tractor all day.
Oh, that's right, pretty awesome.
It's like dead serious. Like there's no fun. There's no jokes in the song.
I've heard that before. Like the best writers aren't writing, the best actors aren't acting. Like all that whole theory.
Right. Well, yeah, I think there are a lot of people out there who are capable of doing it, and it's like. Of that percentage of like the 0.02% of people that are capable of doing it, 0.02% of that pool doesn't even like only go
right,
for
they
it.
Never even try.
Wow. Yeah. No, 0.02 go for it, 0.98 don't.
Right.
So I was just like, everything I do is based off of logic. And it's just like logically.
That's how you make.
If I feel like I'm good enough to do it, I know I'm going to like work hard enough to do it. I'm going to attempt it. So it's like, let's find out if like logically this makes sense. And I made one attempt and it worked swimmingly.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like
one for one.
So I really think that my logic, I'm like using that logic and applying it to everything.
So what's next?
TV, like writing my TV show.
Oh, which is a rap based show?
Well, rapping and like I'm putting an album out. But yeah, like it's like Curb, but instead of it being like a 75-year-old. Former co-creator of Seinfeld is the 26-year-old rapper who can't get any pussy.
Oh, so are you rapping in the show?
No.
Oh, shit. So you're like, okay, rap is done. Now I'm going to write a comedy show.
Rap's never done, but it's like the show is about Dave Bird, the guy who, like, he's Lil Dicky.
Gotcha.
But maybe in the show, like, I'm sitting on a podcast with, like, maybe someone a little bit more
attractive. Yeah, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Totally. Then Jake.
Someone who doesn't
know. Kimmel or somebody. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, because my life is, like, it's super. It's like so comically unglamorous. It's like the fact that everybody thinks that I can go fuck these girls, but really I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and if I ever can, I'm sure that'll be interesting too.
Well, what's next rapping wise? Like,
I'm putting an album out end of April.
Oh shit, that's soon.
Yeah.
And are these songs done?
I think I need one more song for like internal satisfaction, but then
how many songs?
There's like 13 on there.
Do you feel like it's your best work?
Definitely.
Are any of them on YouTube right now?
Yeah, Let Me Freak and White Crime are both. Songs on this album.
Yeah, yeah, I saw. Oh, yeah, those are both really funny.
Thank you.
Yeah. he's right. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So what about the beats for that? You can't just steal, right?
Yeah. Now it's all proper pipelines. I work with producers. Like I treat it. It's like professional now.
Are you paying for this album? Like that's.
I did a Kickstarter.
Oh, you did do a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
How much money did you raise?
$113,000.
Holy shit, dude! Mm-hmm. You raised $113,000.
How much did you ask for?
$70,000.
Really? That's fucking dope.
So you got to 70 and you're like, no, everyone's like, here's another extra 43.
To be transparent, my personal goal was 100. It's just you can't, I had to be conservative. So I was like, I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm going to put 70 because it's like really like that would be like what I probably like really need to do this on. But actually it costs far more than even 100,000. Like it's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's super expensive. But I like I do shows and it's not just, but like even to survive, like I don't have a job
anymore. Yeah, you need to make money to live. And then also,
car insurance.
Right. That's a thing now.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Fuck.
It's cool.
100. Oh,
are you making the question?
Are you making music videos for all the songs?
Not all of them, but I'd say I already have two online. I imagine I want to make at least three more.
That's the publicity, right? Like if you don't make these music videos, are like basically ads for the songs by featuring the songs.
Sure, I would say music videos for me are what like the radio is for like a mainstream rapper.
Right.
Right, because your music videos are funny, so they're seen a lot more than like only
than me in front of a bunch of cars. Yeah,
right,
right. That's to me, I was checking two boxes in one by having it be people like this musically, and then also when you show this, it's like a comedy sketch.
Yeah, that's great. You don't have to say yes, and I'll even not even include this question if you don't do it.
Okay,
but do you have like a rap that you can do for like 30 to 60 seconds that's like very impressive that you want to do right now? Like, is that a thing you can do?
I think so. I don't know if...
Look, at the very least, try it.
I'll try it, yeah.
Yeah.
Normally there's a beat, but I don't know the definition. Fuck is average. I've been sitting watching, waiting, so impatient like it's baggage claim. I'm about to be the greatest. Naked pictures in my chat. These other rappers fucking lazy. Word to banging in the hammock, but y'all ain't even hanging. Y'all ain't in the running, boy. I'm fucking up the track like the youngin' in the running. Y'all a lighter with the fire. I want to match. He be like, nah, I'm about it, bro. How you get it that? Like these bitches trying to rap. They don't get their time rapping. I'm coming like I'm fucking they Underwood. And to be frank, I ain't fronting. Word to Kevin Spacey. I'm on another level, debatably crazier than shit they play beside the porn that you playing. At a matinee eating Dippin' Dots. I'm getting checks. Fuck, I care that my Twitter not. Okay, I care a little bit. Algorithm isn't doing its job. I'm assuming it's flawed. They probably not believing in Hobbs. The white boy been ballin'. White boy been a damn King Scott Pollard. Gotta tell my mom stop calling. But dog, she's confused about my destiny. Making me repeat myself like I was judging spelling bees. But I'm just trying to smoke weed, grab a quesarito. Got a Zool by a Spanish chick, muy bonito. Or Benita. That's my vida. Keep the rapping tight both ways. Dexterous, where my Rita. And when it's y'all, it's a nice sound. When it's me, it be like, everybody pipe down. Y'all the background. Play your part, ho. Checks mixed, grubbing up at Wells Fargo. Had to make a new account. Didn't want the checks mixed. Y'all are trying to fit in. I'm the one who playing Tetris. This is the beginning of my day. It's only breakfast. Y'all the mini bars. Y'all got mini bars. My girl ass thick. That's my Minotaur.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Right. That's what I hoped.
Yeah, yeah.
I love when rappers are like me because I get all their references. Chex Smith, Tetris, Scott Pollard specifically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm really just, yeah, I'm going after you.
Yeah. The more 90s NBA basketball
that's
references.
All I have. That's all I have.
Were you, what are you, you're from Philly? Were you a Sixers fan?
Yeah.
So, like, do you have anything about AI stepping over Tyronn Lue?
I have a sweatshirt.
Of that moment?
Of that moment. And I would say that's that moment is my favorite moment in the history of sports.
Wow.
Personally. Like that was
that
like,
was it. That was the one game the Lakers lost that playoffs.
I know. I'm well aware. That was like, whoa, like we might win this whole thing.
And it's all AI.
Yeah, and they lost four straight.
But hey.
But they were competing. If Eric Snow didn't break his ankle and then there was like some like honestly Shaq was like elbowing Mutombo in the face. Like that was like happening like for like she was like literally elbowing him in the
face.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's whatever.
We're not thinking about that no more.
Yeah.
That was great. Awesome. If you want more, Lil Dicky on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Lil Dicky Rap is the YouTube channel.
Cool. Do you want to answer one more question before
you
go?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in no rush.
We're a little long, but I feel like people will like it. We need, let me look up if we need a guy or a girl name. What other NBA players do you reference? I picked up the Scott Pollard.
In that one?
Not in that general one.
I have a song called Sports.
Oh, shit. That one's for me.
I can't wait.
It'll honestly blow your mind. Like, it's every, it's like shots in the club like Plaxico. And then, like, I'm in the corner hot like Placid Does. My fucking flow nuts, pistachios, and like Shelvin, I know how to mack a hoe.
Wow, Shelvin Mack reference.
You want to keep doing this or no?
Yeah, yeah.
I got girls in my penis, flow is the meanest, not Gilbert, but I'm selling out arenas. Do it all day, A. Peterson, because I'm trying to get paid like Revis did. I met a French bitch, big lips, and she got a body. Told her put that ass on moi like Namdi. Fight like Rocky, white like Roddy. Who's your daddy all night like Bobby? Hotbox ride, I can barely see. You know I keep my car mellow like Anthony. Got bigger blunts than LeGarrette, smoking out of Taurus. Put Markeith in that Philly like Morris. Anybody better than me? Good try. I'm the best like Javid, but I'm not lying. Not even a tie, son. No ear biting. My pocket's fat with green Sorex Ryan when he was on the Jets.
Of course.
A ball for the Bucks like Luke Richard and Bamute, but I'm a fucking superstar. And if they ask LD where he want to live, then I'm going to tell him where Markeith is like Nick.
Wow. Yeah. I love the Javid Best reference. So fucking obscure.
Someone had to do it.
He went to my school.
The next verse, I get into He Hate Me, Rod Smart. Like it goes
we go to
over.
The XFL.
Yeah, it goes everywhere.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
There's no way Shelvin Mack doesn't learn about that.
Yeah.
From his boy Gordon Hayward. Do you have any Gordon Hayward
rhymes? Not yet. Actually, that Russell Westbrook song, like I'm a huge NBA fan. Like,
yeah, so, yeah.
But like I'm in the weirdest level of fame where like some people care about me a lot and like everyone else has no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that Russell Westbrook song on a farm, Kevin Durant tweeted Instagram and like promoted. He was like, "This song's great." And
that's huge.
I was like, "Yeah, I was so happy."
That's holy sick shit.
He like won MVP.
Yeah. You are the real MVP.
Like Kevin Durant sits at home and listens to my rap music.
That's insane.
Incredible.
He's actually pretty famous.
He's yeah.
Yeah. Even more so than Shelvin Mack.
He did all that promotion for.
He went to every platform, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
You were on his mind so much.
And he was like, how can I go out of my way to like allow people to see that I fuck with this song?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever spoken to him? Is he in any of your songs?
Well, he followed me on Twitter, and then like, you know, there was like a little like direct message back and forth. But like, and if you think texting a girl is difficult, like imagine like
DMing
Kevin Durant. You like think about it for like 3 hours, like how you phrase it.
That was like,
but that's just me and Kevin being me and Kevin.
Of course, that's
yeah.
KD.
Yeah,
it's KD. Easy money sniper.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we need a dude's name. Last one. Last
dude's
question.
Name. Jimbo.
Okay, Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo. Mars.
Nice.
Jimbo Mars.
The third Morris triplet.
Yeah, he's like cousins with Bruno Mars.
I also like the Luke Richard Bamute reference.
Yeah, yeah.
UCLA dude. Long-time listener, second-time caller. Currently, I am a sophomore in high school, and I fear that I'm addicted to masturbating.
Oh.
On a weekday, I'll rub one out twice, maybe three times a day. The weekends are even worse. When I have nothing to do, I might jack it 6 to 7 times a day. And it's not like I enjoy it either. I mostly do it when I'm bored. I don't do drugs or drink. Any advice on how to masturbate less would be awesome. Awesome. Also, I'm in a group chat with my hockey team, and there's this one kid who sends dick pics to the whole group. I find it weird and gay. But my teammates praise him on his 9-inch dick. Am I the one being weird? Or are my teammates just fucked up? Any advice would be great. It's a twofer.
That is so funny. That is amazing. First off, when did he said he's in college?
Sophomore in high school.
Oh, yeah, you're nothing's wrong with
you. Yeah, you're not masturbating enough.
Yeah, I was like, I went through it, dude. If you're addicted, then I was addicted. Like, I used to come home. First off, if I came home and I saw my mom's car there, just the, like her car there, I would immediately like get this dark cloud over me of just misery.
Ruined the day.
Like she would open the door, like be so nice and loving, like I'm here, like I'm home, and I would just be miserable that I couldn't like masturbate in like the TV, like because there was one big computer like back then. There wasn't laptop central.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. To me, when I was a sophomore in high school, I was jerking off twice a day at least.
For sure.
And
to start the day and to end the day, that was
minimal. I jerked off in class.
No, you did not.
Like I put my arms in my t-shirt like I was cold and just jerked off.
What are you talking about? You came in class.
Yeah, it was eighth period, it was last period of the day, so it's not like I like walked around all day with.
Doesn't matter what period it was.
It does matter.
Illegal. Absolutely.
I've jerked off in the car. Like I've had on a road trip with my parents. Like we stopped and like they went and got like a bottled water and I had like 10 seconds to pull this off, and it was because I had like the hardest boner I've ever had.
Why were we not talking about this the entire episode,
dude? I like and like they
10
were gone.
10 seconds while your parents were in a storm.
I literally was driving to Boston from Philadelphia. It's like a 6-hour drive. I had like the hardest boner for 3 hours to the point where it was just like really like uncomfortable. So they left. It was like 1, 2, and I already started coming like
2 pumps.
Literally
a 2 pump.
And then
jump.
You just deal with it. Yeah,
this is like make a video called Emission Impossible, where it's like this guy trying to masturbate in very difficult places.
You got the pun.
Yeah,
you got the pun.
That's funny. I have a whole song
in
on my
class, dude. What the fuck? Like, there's no way. I just
you
it's
can
just
get
so funny
for that.
Yeah, of course,
it was a high risk operation, but the reward. Honestly, the teacher, the student teacher, who was like, she's like 24.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and like the actual teacher was like 42 and like good looking, but like yeah, it was just like
so. It was like
back
having
then,
a menage a trois,
arms in your shirt. Horrier. Just
there's
anyone
no
else,
way.
Did
you know anyone
saw.
Else that did that?
There was, I know that one other guy, like, who was, like, you know, I was, like, a kind of, like, a normal, popular kid. There was this other, like, totally weird dude who got caught and expelled, ironically.
And dude, oh, my God, that could have been you.
It could have been me. I was really reckless. I was a really reckless, like, sophomore in high school. Like, I used to do, like, a lot of stuff that I would never do now.
Oh, really? Like what? I mean, what's even close to masturbating in class?
Like, back then, like, I had some incompetent teachers, and, like, I felt like I could, like, mind fuck them publicly in front of the class, and, like,
of
you know
course.
What I mean?
Yeah, like, literally fuck yourself
literally,
while
like,
watching
which
them.
Which is horrible. Like, right now, I would, if I had footage of it, which I wish I did, because it could be sold to HBO, because it was, like, the funniest shit ever that was happening in classes. But, like, and I look back at it, I think, like, you're a horrible person. Like, that wasn't funny. You're just, like, really immature, and you're picking on, like, adults who have, like, no social awareness.
Oh, God.
So, like, I wrote on the board, this like Mr. On was his name. He was like this Asian science teacher who like could barely speak English. He talked like this.
Yeah.
And like he called me up to do a question. And this isn't like a great example. It's the first thing that came to my mind. But I just wrote in huge letters to like the question that's like a math question. I wrote Mr. On suck my cock and then sat down. Yeah.
And that's crazy.
But like there was no like I knew there'd be no like I was so I never got like suspended or anything. Like I never got in any trouble because like I knew. What I was doing at all times. Like,
were you smart in high school?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were, like, top of your class and doing this shit. You weren't, like, an idiot doing it.
No, I was an idiot. Like, I knew Mr. On would, like, not do anything about that. But, like, there are other teachers I knew that the best I could get away with is going up and sharpening my pencil for 45 seconds, like, over and over again.
You really are a little dicky.
Yeah.
You really are a little dicky.
I was bad back then. Now, like, I care more about, like, people for whatever reason. Like, that's the same thing with fucking these girls. It's like,
I guess this is growing up.
Yeah, I guess it is growing up.
Okay, so he's not addicted.
I think you care about people when you're a class clown, too. You cared about making people laugh.
For my own self,
it's all just like stroking
your ego. Yeah, I guess
it wasn't like I'm so happy I brightened everyone's day. It was more like I'm gonna like I couldn't care less about this. This person might kill herself, this teacher.
But as long as I'm more famous,
as long as my peers think I'm funny. Yeah,
but for whatever reason, I feel like that there's like a shade of empathy to it, to like wanting to make people laugh. It's like egocentric as it is.
I hope so.
Because I mean, look where you are now.
I hope so.
So this guy's you're not addicted to masturbating. You're just
no. You're totally normal.
You're in the normal range. To just shed some different light on the topic. I didn't masturbate as much as like nearly as much as you did.
Right.
But maybe this is on the high end of
the
normal range.
It was harder. Think about like where you were. You had like 10 seconds to jerk off when your parents went into a store. Mm-hmm. I did. My mom would like pick up my brother from school, so I knew I had like a 5-minute window when I was home, and I would take it. Like
I used to kids print now, out like, pictures, like go to Maxim.com and like print out pictures.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Use the steam in the shower to like press them against the wall in the shower and then like lie on my back and use the massage like head component of the shower.
Oh, you got luxurious with it.
And then I would
that's
come.
That's indulgent.
And it would like, the, like, you know, when you're in the shower and like you're lying on your back, imagine that, and you come like just into the air with like the water spraying everywhere. It ends up spraying like I would just like, you know, 4 hours later I would just have like dried up cum all over like my leg and stomach and like
even in the shower yeah. You would come home
but, like it wasn't an issue.
You came home from school with dried cum all over your body, then you would shower and even rather than get it clean. Yeah. Just be
and I think
more.
I honestly was only on the high end of like the normal people. Like I think there are also like weirdos out
but
there.
But yeah,
like,
I'm saying
eight
like
times a day.
Think right. About this guy like. Kids now have so much opportunity to masturbate. They all have iPhones. You could play like HD porn on your phone all the time. If I had that when I was like 13 or 14,
yeah. You wouldn't have a dick right now.
It would be yeah. Gone.
You would have pulled your dick off.
I would have full. I for sure. I would have shaved girth off of my penis.
Oh,
I think
wow.
that's
a good fear to strike into teenagers that masturbate a lot. Like you know, if you keep rubbing it, it'll just get smaller and smaller, like
I
a popsicle.
Yeah,
and you're down to just the urethra. But like people saying that if you masturbate too much, you can bend your dick.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true. But that definitely scared me away from masturbating.
Right now, like I'm like I never thought that this day would come either. But like I like jerk off like twice a week, and like and I don't get any pussy either. It's just like I'm just like
yeah, just your sex drive gets lower.
It's so low. Like there are times where like I load the porn and I'm just like whatever.
I'd
just,
rather
like,
sleep.
Yeah, I'd rather. It's not even worth it. I just don't even do it. Which is
I'm
like,
just doing this because I feel like I should.
Yeah, we also have to address the hockey team.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's oh, yeah. True.
I,
he's right.
I love that his opinion is just so staunch. I think this is weird and gay.
And gay, yeah. I think everyone's right in that. Like, I think you're okay to feel that it's weird and gay, but I also think that you're probably a little bit conservative, but, like, justifiably so. Like, people are allowed to be that conservative about not wanting to see another guy's dick, but there is a community out there who is interested in seeing everybody's dick, and I'm a part of that.
I mean, that's kind of – he's kind of two sides of, like – he's like a two-face. He masturbates a lot, and then he mm-hmm. thinks this dick is too much. Like, yeah, aren't those the same
no,
part
it's
of your
his
brain?
Dick and another person's dick.
Yeah, but if you're into
I
sex
like,
stuff.
Yeah, if those you. Pictures were coming in, I would be like, oh, come on. And then I would look at all of them, too.
Yeah, you want to see a 9-inch. I've never seen a 9-inch dick.
You've
that's
never
a huge
seen
dick.
A 9-inch
that's,
dick?
That's a lie. I see them pretty much every time I jerk off. It's yeah. Annoying how big the dicks are.
9 inches. That's double average.
Yeah,
no.
You,
a little less
see
than double average.
Dicks?
Yeah, honestly, the dicks in porn are like they're like as long as the girl's face. Like they're like next to the face.
But it's if a friend, that's a famous person's dick. That's a porn star's dick. Or your friend's 9-inch dick.
I have a couple friends that have
you don't know
big,
anybody
that
has a 9-inch dick?
I don't think I know anybody personally.
I know people. You know people who have a 9-inch dick. I'll tell you who they are after the podcast.
That's
I know like
awesome.
Five guys who've got like 7.5 to 9-inch dicks. And
that's almost too long, right? You don't want that.
I think 7.5 is like. I would like that. Yeah.
No, but 9.
9 could be problematic. Yeah.
It's kind of like you don't want to be you don't want to be a 7-footer, but it'd be nice to be 6'4".
Totally.
We got to end on that. That's a very genuine moment. Yeah. LD.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having
me. This is fun.
This is you guys don't know this. They record this in like the middle of like paradise. Like
yeah, we're outside. We rarely record outside, but it was such a nice day. Yeah. It's such a quiet, a gentle breeze.
That's
we had
beautiful.
To. Let's hang out more.
Yeah, I was telling them earlier before we started recording our interactions.
Yeah,
I have no friends.
Maybe we could be friends.
And we're gonna be friends.
Yeah, I think we'd get along.
It'd be cool. This is gonna be the beginning of our friendship.
Yeah,
we'll have it on.
If we have it
on record.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
playing at one of our funerals.
Yeah,
little Dickie just fucking masturbating. <in my cars. laughs> is there anything you wanted to advertise before we go? Or we said it.
Yeah,
all?
I'm going on tour. Starting on March 12th, going around the country for the most part, come to a show. Like, they're interesting. Like, I start my shows with, like, a PowerPoint presentation.
Holy shit. Any in LA? Can we go?
Yeah, 420. Let's get fucking
oh,
high.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And if you have your own questions, for those of you listening out there, you can email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Also send theme song submissions and thumbnail submissions. LD, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know if we said the opener was from someone named Rob, so thanks, Rob. And this last one was from someone named Gorjan. Or Gorjan. Gorjan? No, it doesn't matter. Thanks for writing it, Gorjan. and we're out.
If I were you, show with Jake and Amir. Get ready for some answers. The streets about to get real right now.
We'll be right back. Hey everybody, I don't know if you've heard, but your favorite website, Chive.com, now has words, and it's come in the form of our shiny new podcast right over at Podcast One. So join us. I'm John Rezik. This is Bob Phillip.
Hi.
Every Thursday for a mix of Chive culture, celebrity interviews, and offbeat current events. You never know who's going to drop by the studio, and you certainly never know what we're going to say to them. So it's the Chive podcast. It's total ear candy. There's no snark involved in this, and you can download it now at podcast1.com. That's podcast1.com.